From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon, sitting in for Debbie Elliott. Rioters fired shots at police in a town south of Paris tonight, wounding 10 officers. It was the 11th straight night of rioting in mainly poor immigrant neighborhoods across France. This evening, French President Jacques Chirac broke his silence and finally addressed the nation on the unrest. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
In a short televised message, Chirac said that the French Republic was stronger than those who wanted to sow violence and fear. He vowed to address issues of justice and equal opportunity after order was restored. Last night, the rioting spread to Normandy and the Riviera towns of Cannes and Nice, and even made its way into the center of Paris. Near the Place de la République, black stains darkened the pavement where several vehicles had been set on fire. While pedestrians stopped to look at the charred wall and street, they didn't seem frightened.
Oui, ça me surprend. Et en même temps, la restitution qui est faite par.
I am surprised to see this, but I think the foreign media are exaggerating the situation, says 35-year-old Gregoire, who is walking with his wife and baby. We're not on the verge of public chaos. While police found a Molotov cocktail factory in a suburban basement, a sense of public anger seems to be mounting in some violence-ridden communities. Last night, residents of the Paris suburb of Drancy caught and turned into police youth attempting to set fire to a bus. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.